Recently, I met with a seller who has a Van Gogh view. Now, what do I mean is I had the privilege of sitting in the kitchen of a house and looking out the back window, I oversee a beautiful pond. Now, within this particular neighborhood, there are a lot of pretty views, but this one was the top of the top. It was the one that anybody in that area would die to get. Not literally, of course, but wanted it so much that they would fight for it. The reality is that the house itself is probably worth $1 million. Yep, just for the house in that particular area. But the view is probably worth $200,000 more. Can you imagine? Really? $200,000 more? Yep, for a group of buyers who really want to be in that particular school district and location with ease of access and nearby shopping, the desirability of the location already drives people in there. And if for an additional $800 or $900 a month, which let's put it down, divide that by 30, that's like $30 a day. And every day you get to walk outside and look at that view. Every day you can sit in your kitchen and look at that view. People will pay money for things of beauty. And they'll pay money in emotional ways that they would not have chosen to do if it was just sticks and bricks. What do I mean by sticks and bricks? Well, every house is made from sticks and bricks. Some houses are mostly all frame. Some are brick and block. Some have big rooms, small rooms, you name it. Some are row houses and single families and condos and so on. You get the picture. So a certain size of house in a particular area is going to sell for a certain amount of money. But something that has unique benefits or unique drawbacks will have a direct impact on the value of a property. Let's reverse the conversation and talk about a property backing up to power lines. If you back up to power lines, I have good news. First of all, if you were to measure the implied electromagnetic radiation that comes off of power lines, which I did, by the way, for a listing that backed directly up to one of the large poles, I mean large poles, on the power lines, there was more EMR coming off the television set in the family room than there was in the backyard at the back fence holding the device up towards the wires. So the reality of those lines is very different than the romance the nightmare, which is that there's going to be, you know, two-headed kids being born at that property. Now, some of you may disagree with me on that, but that's just my experience. And as a selling agent, I got to sell people on the benefits, but I also have to overcome the objections. So going through that test was a useful exercise for me and allows me to answer difficult concerns that buyers have in a way that educates them usually, because most people just assume there's a problem. There certainly is a visual impediment to backing up to power lines for a lot of buyers, and the fear still exists whether it's true or not. It's something we have to consider when we price real estate, if we're on a busy road or we are next to a graveyard. Right? There are different considerations for different locations, and there are different views which negatively affect the value of a home because of the perceived value based upon those views, good or bad. My point is that real estate is location, location, location. And value is driven by the location based on school district, the size, the improvements that you may have made for the property. And then it's driven by the views and the location, the usability of the real estate. When you're considering whether or not to sell your property and you have a Van Gogh view, be wary of just getting one opinion of how much that property is worth, because the person I was meeting with had gotten an idea of what their probable value was, and it was about $100,000 higher than where they thought they would sell if they didn't have that view. But as I walked them through the comparables and the active listings, and I showed them and told them about other properties that I'd sold in their area, I helped them to cross the bridge from $1.1 to $1.2 million, and maybe even a little bit more than that, if we put it on the market at the very best time, which is the middle of February. I know, cold, miserable February. Many of you all have listened to me for years about the importance of hitting the market in February. If you want to get information on the importance of that timing, I encourage you to either download or get a free copy of my Market Ready Guide. It's a free publication. I've written it to help you to help you get ready to know how to go through the process of preparing your house for sale, you can go to ericstewartgroup.com and download a free copy today. There's no cost to you. I just want to help you get the information that will serve you and your family. Or if you would prefer, you can call us toll-free this morning and just leave a message with your contact information and we'll mail you a copy. Zero cost to you. No cost for postage. Again, that's 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104. Remember that number. It's a good number, too, just to get a hold of an agent if you want to chat about some questions. Or if you're facing a short sale, difficulty in your real estate life in some way, or you're thinking about right-sizing and would like a free copy of our retirement community guide. We've created a guide with all the retirement communities in the metro area that we can also mail you. And we don't have it for download, but we'll mail you a copy if you'd like it. And that's 1-800-900-9104, or again, ericstewartgroup.com. In a few weeks, I'll have my Christmas show. And you all have enjoyed that Christmas show in the past. We tell the story of the carols and the history behind the carols. And my good friend Ken Hunter, who sits behind the board here on the show each and every Sunday morning, and he champions this show and makes it all work. He takes my backward talk and he puts it forward, right, Ken? You make me sound good when, you know, probably nobody else could.
Oh, you were talking about me?
Ken Hunter makes it all work. So we'll talk about the history behind the carols. It's a great morning listen, especially when my show airs on Sunday morning, and this year it will air Sunday morning, 7 to 8 o'clock. We'll have a reprise of our Christmas show again.
So we'll play the original, the very first original show we did on Christmas Day?
We will.
Replay that?
We will play the very first show we played on Christmas Day. And you'll want to hear the story behind carols such as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. If you don't know, it's a great story. Or the 12 Days of Christmas, which really is a phenomenal story going back to the Middle Ages. Well, we also, on the website, you can listen to our 10-part series on an older couple going through the process of helping their parents downsize. It's a little tongue-in-cheek vignette series that we call Senior Moments. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for that. Plus, you can search the web. If you're thinking of buying a house, go to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or we have a new site now called ericstewarthomes.com, specifically for buyers looking to search the web. All right, well, want to chat with you about the final walkthrough at your real estate. What are your responsibilities when you've sold the house, and now the buyers are going for the final walkthrough? Now, it's important that your contract is clean. Now, why is that? Because the contract needs to be very clear about what can be expected to be delivered with the house and what cannot. Anything that's not screwed into the wall, that's just literally hanging off the wall, like a mirror in a bathroom that's hanging off of a hook, can be taken away with the hook left behind. That's what we call chattel, C-H-A-T-T-E-L. It's just the word we use to describe anything that may be in the house that's not screwed into the wall and therefore a conveyance. Anything that was also written into the conveyance checklist that says does not convey would also not convey. Clearly, the buyers would have initialed off on that. Why is this important? Because you don't want to have a buyer show up and expect a tractor or expect a washer and dryer, which, by the way, don't convey automatically. If they're not written into the contract, the seller can take the washer and dryer, the tractor. If you write in that the chandelier doesn't stay, the buyer will have to replace it themselves. They might come into the house for the final walkthrough and see there's nothing in the ceiling, even the wires are just hanging there, because the contract was written that the chandelier in the dining room does not convey. There's no obligation for the seller to have to replace that. So at the final walkthrough, it's typically performed within a few days of settlement, and almost always the day of settlement, an hour or two before closing. The buyer has the right to conduct a final walkthrough of the property prior to settlement. That's what the contract states. This allows the buyer to make sure that all the appliances and the systems are in working order unless the property is sold as is, and that the seller has left the property broom cleaned and clear of trash, which is how the standard contract reads. The property needs to be left in similar condition as it was at the time of purchase. All right, or at the time of the home inspection, if that's the way the contract is written. Final walkthrough really doesn't allow the buyer to make sure all the home inspection items are in perfect condition. They need to be in working condition. meaning that if something's not working and you get it operating, that's all that the seller's responsibility is. So it's important that everything is remedied per the contract if things were requested. What I like for my sellers is rather than fixing things, I'd prefer to come up with a price for it and just give a credit to the buyers unless the lender will not allow for it. Hey, what do you think happens when the buyer agent asks the seller for a closing cost credit that the buyer can't use because the lender won't allow him to use it? Guess who gets it? Right after this.